CliffCentral.com.
It's 7:15 in the morning on a Monday, the 22nd of October. Just in case you're watching the clock and making sure that you know what date in the calendar it is. I've been a little bit discombobulated after I got back from New York. You know, you forget what day it is, forget what time zone you're in.
I'm
thank
not surprised.
God for these machines.
What the data is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, thank goodness for cell phones and stuff, because they adjust automatically, right?
Remember, you had to turn your watch.
Turn the watch around.
When you landed in different countries.
Yes. Let me turn my watch.
And sometimes you get it wrong because of the 12-hour thing and the date thing. Oh, gosh.
Yes. I know some people who've missed flights because they got the wrong date.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you say, well, our flight's at 12 o'clock, like, let's say midnight on the 22nd. That means,
yes.
You know, it's tonight.
It's just after the 21st.
Yeah, that's a problem.
See, that's why it sounds very basic of me, but I prefer going through and booking through a travel agency still. Because
on,
they deal with all of that.
While we're coughing. Everybody have a good cough. Let's all the winter out of us, because summer's
wait
not finally
for them,
here.
Ben.
Are you right, everybody? We'll continue this conversation in a
wait
second.
For that generation.
Everybody get rid of the winter.
It's the elderly. We have to accommodate the elderly,
I know,
Ben.
We're doing it, though.
Yeah. Don't you two have a cough?
Okay. No.
No, we're young and
how's
fresh.
How's your uvula, Sia? Yeah.
Guys, I started drinking again from Thursday.
Very good.
Sia?
Sorry, these are the little things
Leanne
that give me
you
joy
a question.
In life.
Mm. How's your uvula?
The question was, can you drink again? That was just
That is it. So I had a 9:35 a.m. flight on Thursday when I was off to Durban. And Thursday was the day my antibiotics treatment was finally over. So I sat on that plane. I saw the air hostess just walk down with that trolley.
You ordered one of everything.
And everyone at 9:35 was just getting apple juice and a little croissant. And I thought, nah, Abigail, you bring me that wine.
And Abigail said, sir, it's 9:35.
That's it. She actually, like, the worst part was she didn't say it. She just had
horrified.
A lingering stare after I asked for wine.
What is happening to the youth of today?
But can you even, I didn't think you could get booze at 9:35.
Oh, ask and you shall receive.
Mm. Well, let's all remind ourselves, this is how Sia sounded 2 weeks ago. And now he sounds much better.
Look at just God's grace and modern science put
hashtag
together.
Blessed.
Hashtag
how
blessed.
How was the rest of your Durban trip, though? Because when we spoke to you, you were having contemplative sunrise walks on the beach.
Mm. It was really great, thank you. Got to see some friends, got to see some family as well, and also got to do great work. So it's a combination
that's
of a good
nice.
Trip. Yeah.
Good, so yeah, and it went well.
Everything went well.
Excellent.
And then I came back. Yesterday was just a dud of a day because I got stuck in a Netflix rabbit hole again.
Oh, did you watch movie after movie after movie or TV series after TV series?
I'm 40,000 years late to Ben's party, but I started to watch Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how good.
Yeah. And Queen of the And Queen of the South, you started that, right?
No, I didn't start Queen of the South. But Black Mirror, you watch it and you have to pause and you sit and you contemplate your entire existence. Like,
and you cry. You have a bit of a cry.
On? You second guess everything. Cry, yeah. And then I believed all of the hype. There's right now, Quincy Jones has just released a documentary on
a
his
boring.
Life.
I fell asleep.
I was surprised and pleasantly surprised, but I actually enjoyed it because they do this contrast.
No, it's enjoyable, but after that article that he came out with,
that was much better.
That article was like everything, saucy. And this documentary was just nice. It was nice.
But you get a glimpse of he's now in his, I think he's 85 plus. He's 85 years old and he's having a lot of health problems and he'll still steal a drink in and he still loves hanging out with, you know, people who are just so passionate about music.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like,
good,
he's still throwing himself out there.
Yeah.
And
traveling a lot.
Obviously, wherever he goes, he's going to be treated like the god of music that he is.
All right. We have got to get into some news.
Yes.
Are you ready to start the day?
So much.
Huh?
So
you ready to go?
Would you like to hear about Trump's next ambassador to South Africa?
Or
Oh, wasn't ready for that.
No, of course we want to hear about who it is. Yes, tell
which,
us.
Which son is it? Right. Is it Baron? Baron's going to come out here after school in his holidays.
You've heard
is it Tiffany, his daughter, who hasn't got a job yet in the White House?
Oh, yeah, who doesn't?
It's Tiffany's boyfriend, Jesus.
He likes to bring on board people from Mar-a-Lago. Oh. This is a handbag designer.
Yes,
her name
heard.
Lana Marks.
We did hear about her. Is she confirmed? Is she the one that she's definitely in?
Yes, she'll become the latest Mar-a-Lago member to join the U.S. diplomatic corps.
Oh.
So she has no diplomatic experience, a history of fabricating her past, and a skill set devoted primarily to making six-figure designer handbags.
Well, she's very good at fabricating things, bags included.
Yes, exactly. Weeks of rumors have surrounded the anticipated appointment, but it is finally happening.
All right.
The U.S., remember, hasn't had an ambassador in Pretoria since 2016.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just going to stop you right there. Your tone was very dismissive of this woman.
Okay? Was it?
She's fabricated.
I like her handbag.
And she's from a golf course. But Donald clearly looks the news, right, and goes, South Africa. Looks at that IT thing. Who can I send? And here's this woman probably just getting drunk at a karaoke at this golf course. And she's, South Africa can have this woman. I mean, look at the caliber of people they've got there already.
Especially during a period of relative friction between the U.S. and South Africa.
And here's Cyril telling Donald to stay out of the business. Do you think he really wants to send his finest out here right now?
Yeah, I think Ben makes a good point. I'm not saying that this woman's necessarily going to be bad at her job. Donald Trump is not sending normal politicians to any jobs anymore because normal politicians have done nothing for the last 400 years of human history. So he's trying out some different people. For all we know, she could be great.
Well,
I love the way everybody is a feminist until Donald Trump appoints a woman who makes handbags, and suddenly she's a bad woman and he's a son of a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
Well, she's certainly not. I mean, Ben, you might know, she says that she previously played tennis in the French Open. However, records don't back this up.
Sounds like a liar.
What a big claim.
She also claimed that she
won.
She claimed that she played.
She won the Grand Slam that year. She beat Serena in 67.
She claimed she played for the Bermuda team, the Bermuda Lawn Tennis Association.
Oh, yeah. She played during the Triangle Open of 78.
But she says, note, I participated without their knowledge.
What?
That woman sounds brilliant. Was have her on as a guest.
She also brings with her a satchel of legal troubles.
Uh-oh.
She's repeatedly been accused of stiffing her attorneys, accountants, landlords, and employees.
Well, then she'll get along with Jay-Z.
She'll get along with all our politicians.
This woman is exactly what we need.
Donald Trump knows what he's doing. He's appointing a person who's not averse to legal troubles, like many of our politicians. She seems to know something about getting a good deal for herself at the expense of others, not unlike our politicians. So far, it sounds great.
Well, she's also got her mom to look after. I mean, she's embroiled in a bitter international legal battle.
See, black tax.
In South Africa and Israel with her siblings over a family trust and the care for their 89-year-old mother.
Black tax. Telling you, she's going to understand better than most. It sounds to me she's almost like Isabel Jones from the Very Mark ads. While she's, you know, ambassador, she may just be selling us stuff as well. She looks good.
Just selling her own handbags.
Oh, she looks like Bonnie's Best Buys,
yes,
like
exactly.
20 years on.
Remember Bonnie's Best Buys? Yeah. That's who she looks like.
Lady Diana Spencer owned a few of the Lana Marks handbags.
Okay, well, let's trust her and see what happens.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Sia.
Okay. My trust is as big as her handbags.
Bonnie's Best Buys. Ben, that's exactly what it's going to be. I for one can't wait.
Can you please bring the 90s kids up to the Bonnie's Best Buys reference?
There was a woman who used to be on TV. You know that?
Bonnie's Best Buys.
Yes. She was like a consumer.
Bonnie just got it, huh? Yeah, she just knew what was going on.
You don't know who Bonnie is?
No.
Bonnie was that stereotypical housefrau who clearly married Jeff in finance, and she had fuck all to do other than Chardonnay and a sneaky bit of Coke on the side. And they let her loose in a studio with some consumer goods.
She had such a good time.
She was the first woman or person in South Africa to actually bring about price comparisons and things like that in a world where advertising laws were so strict.
Yes, she was very good at it.
She was a trailblazer.
You could really trust her. That I'll say.
Bonnie passed away last year.
Sound like an asshole, Ben.
No, I still stand by what I said. We didn't have her in the death pool.
Bonnie Richardson, she owned a spa in Saint-Lemire for the longest of time, and she passed away last year after being ill for some time. She leaves her husband, Louis, and their daughter, Chloe.
Sorry, Louis.
She's fondly known for a friendly, passionate, and outgoing personality.
She was. She was amazing.
And she accomplished a lot in her life, and many will also remember her for a TV show.
You arrived here to talk to us this morning at 7:20, and you thought, well, I'll probably hear what's in the news, but it's probably stuff that I've already heard. And look what we end up telling you about Bonnie who died last year. Huh? You didn't know that.
And how her spa attracted the likes of Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz.
Oh,
I
bet, yeah.
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz like would go to wax her underarms there.
I'm ready to sit by your mouth.
All right, what else is happening?
Okay.
No, I'm so glad we actually did the Trump ambassador story. Oh, we nearly missed out on the gem.
How did we get to that? We got all the way from her to Penelope Cruz.
Well, let's be honest. Lana Marks' story was a bag of tricks, wasn't it?
A handbag of tricks.
Jesus. Stop. My liver can't take it so early on a Monday. All right, go on. What else is going on? Come on. How about this dude, this guy they cut up, this Khashoggi?
Oh, gosh.
Now, the Saudis are saying they don't know. They go, we don't know where his body is. They don't know where his body is, but they cut it up.
And this is the official foreign minister speaking about this.
I mean, really? His name is Abdul Al-Jubair. He said on Sunday, the kingdom did not know where the body of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi was, despite admitting to the killing and calling it a tremendous mistake.
Oopsie.
So, we kill him, but mistake.
No.
Now, where's the body? Don't know. These guys have got some splaining to do.
I think you need to say more than was a mistake.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. They even went to they tried to say he's dead because he got into a fist fight. Did you hear about that?
No.
They said he got into a fist fight at the Turkish, at the embassy, the Saudi embassy in Turkey.
What are they running in their basement? Fight exactly. Club? How do you just die from a fist fight in an embassy?
He doesn't look like the kind of guy who would get into a fist fight. He's sort of an old dude.
Who is he up against?
I don't know, but it's very, very scary, isn't it? I don't know if I like this story. Let's just recap for those people who are just coming in now, because you can't be left out in the cold when it comes to this. You need to know what the Khashoggi story is, all right? So, let's give you the idea.
Saudi Arabia is preparing to admit that Jamal Khashoggi was killed during an interview.
By the way, everyone is struggling with this guy's name.
Yeah, I heard it was the last part was Khashoggi.
I looked it up. Very confusing. How do you pronounce? How are you meant to pronounce it?
Say it.
Khashoggi.
Yeah, it says on YouTube it's Khashoggi.
Oh.
Khashoggi.
See?
Oh, well, it does. Phonetically.
I was so nervous in Dubai because remember we decided that the right way to pronounce it was Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
Someone told us that it was Dubai.
Okay.
But they don't say that. And in all the videos on the planes and everything, they go Dubai. So I'm like, well, then I'm going to call it Dubai.
Yeah.
Who was that someone?
Someone said to us, you've got to say Dubai.
It was this video that was going around about how to pronounce things properly.
I don't believe you, Leanne Moll. I say Khashoggi. You say Khashoggi, you say potato, and I say potato,
tomato,
Khashoggi, let's call the whole thing off. All right, let's keep moving. Come, let's go.
Was killed during an interrogation that went wrong at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Here's how the events unfolded.
All right.
On September 28th, Khashoggi visits the Saudi consulate to collect a document needed to finalize his marriage to his Turkish fiancée. A Saudi diplomat tells him to return next week. On October 2nd at 3:28 a.m., two charter planes land at Istanbul's Ataturk Airport from Saudi Arabia, carrying an alleged 15-man hit squad. Jesus. Some of the suspects are seen passing through border control. At 4:51 a.m., some of the suspects are seen checking into Movenpick Hotel, just 1.4 kilometers from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul's Levant district.
Well, at least they were clever enough to stay in a hotel close.
Yeah, it's a nice hotel there too.
No one really wants. You don't want to have to kill someone and then walk miles to your hotel after you've cut up the body. You know how much blood there is.
The rest check into Wyndham Grand, 2.2 kilometers away from the consulate. At 1:14 p.m., Jamal Khashoggi is seen entering the Saudi consulate. His fiancée, Hatice Cengiz, waits outside with his phone and with instructions to make a call if he does not return. At 3:08 p.m., two Saudi consulate vehicles leave the premises. At 3:11 p.m., one of the vehicles arrives at the consul general's residence, less than 200 meters away from the consulate. At 5:33 p.m., Khashoggi's fiancée is spotted waiting outside the consulate. Between 7:57 and 8:11.
Yeah.
What was the time limit on making this phone call? Because it sounds like she's there all day.
Well, she didn't think there was anything amiss. She just thought, huh, these guys are taking a long time.
Yeah, but she's standing there. I mean, she's not shopping. She's not having a coffee somewhere. She's just chilling.
She's chilling. Right. But she's trying to call, obviously, in between.
PM, yeah, the suspects check out of their hotels. At 9 p.m., Saudi jets carrying the suspects take off from Istanbul's Atatürk Airport.
Well, these guys move fast.
Yeah, that was quick.
On October 3rd, media reports that Khashoggi is missing, citing interviews with his fiancée. Saudi officials deny any involvement with Khashoggi's disappearance and insist that he left the consulate. On October 6th, media reports cite Turkish police sources to claim that Khashoggi was killed inside the consulate. On October 10th, Turkish media obtains footage showing Khashoggi entering the consulate. On October 11th, Washington Post reports that Turkey has audio and video evidence proving that Jamal Khashoggi was murdered.
Oh
the Saudi
God.
Investigation team arrives in Ankara for a joint investigation with Turkey. On October 14th, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi King Salman discuss probe in a phone call. Saudi media continues to give its own narrative of the disappearance. On October 15th, Turkish investigators enter the consulate for the first time.
Wow, can you imagine what they found in there?
It does not seem real.
So, I'm still confused, but then we'll keep on top of this and see whether we can figure out any more about that story.
So, Khashoggi.
There we go. Khashoggi. Like you said.
Khashoggi.
That's what I said.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
All right, what else?
Gareth, I'm actually quite ticked off that the story didn't come to light while you were in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Can any of our New York listeners just come a bit closer and take my advice so that we can all make
mm-hmm.
money?
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Weinstein's office
yeah.
in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
When the whole saga came to light months ago, he was in such a panic to vacate the premises that he packed up files and folders and made a dash for it, and he left one crucial thing in there.
What?
The original casting couch.
Oh, man, I would have liked to have got hold of that.
Someone just took a photo of it because now the entire office is vacant, but the couch is still there. How has someone not taken this so that we can put it up on auction?
I would not want that in my house, but I would want to see it.
Oh, after all of these stories, mm-hmm. I want it. Oh, yeah,
please, you don't know what's happened on there. Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
That couch cries at night.
From the allegations we now know. I want to put it in my dining room and please, I have people yeah. over and I point out and say, well, you know what happened there.
No one's going to want to sit on it. Are you crazy?
You wouldn't sit on it. It's just for the stories. We now know, for example, there was an Italian model who, because of these allegations, told cops that she was sitting on the couch.
Ah! When...
Sorry, I didn't know that was coming.
Ah!
Neither did the Italian model know it was coming either.
Mm-hmm.
Right, ma'am, please, calm down.
She says that she was sitting on the couch when Weinstein allegedly poured, that's the word they use in the police report, poured at her breasts.
Oh, how horrible.
And tried to put his hand up her skirt during a business meeting in March of 2015. And then Weinstein's former assistant said that this was the same couch that she had to routinely clean up the semen on.
Oh, you gotta clean off the semen.
All the time. And would have to flip over the cushions there.
No.
Just to cover, you know, flip the cushions over so that no one sees the stains
like
before his next meeting.
The semen. You got to work during the day. There's certain things you're looking to encounter. Someone's semen on a couch is not what you want to do.
The assistant went on to say in the police report that this happened on a regular basis, three or so times a week, when Harvey was in New York.
How revolting.
The assistant also claims that her job also included picking up Weinstein's used condoms and syringes, which he injected.
What an absolute prick.
How old is he? I mean, really?
But like, this guy has such problems, he gets a kick out of her probably cleaning that up. He needs the electric chair. You can't help someone this far gone.
We'll just what make kind, his sofa electric.
What kind of a man leaves used condoms and syringes lying around?
Do you know what the syringes were for?
No.
He would have to inject himself for an erection drug directly into his penis.
Bah.
And this assistant have to pick up wrappers and used condoms on the couch as well.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like it or not, whichever side of history you're on, this is a piece of history, though. And why it has not been taken, I don't understand. You know, someone's going to end up claiming this, putting it on eBay or something, and making tons of money off it.
Oh, it's horrible. I wouldn't want that sofa. Actually, I wouldn't want it anywhere near me. It's probably so rank with disease. And like Ben says, that couch needs therapy.
What color did you imagine it to be?
Oh, what color do you think it is? I think it's brown. Is it brown?
I imagined it to be like a blue, royal blue velvet.
Do you know what color it was?
I don't know why. No.
Do we know?
We do know. It's like this grayish-y something.
I know, sis.
Oh, it looks almost like a bed as well. It's almost like a futon.
Oh, it's horrendous.
And it's got terrible gray and red cushions on it.
Mm.
And is that like a little throw as well?
No, it's all more cushions.
Because Harvey's sweaty, hairy, man-tit body swaying on top of some young actress who wanted to make it in the movie business. And he says to her, "If you just do what I tell you, you could win an Oscar like Gwyneth Paltrow."
Oh, God.
Just lick the sweat off my big man titties.
But now, as this is also, now know of this, people in the neighboring offices have called Harvey and the office in general disgusting. And more than that, they say that Harvey's office was not soundproof.
Oh, God. So everybody had to. So that's what they all heard, those sounds I was playing earlier.
And I'm like, okay, all now you speak out, not earlier. But can someone just take... Just clean this couch.
No, burn it. See, if you want it, you can have it. I'm sure that there's no one who wants it. That's why it sat there for years.
Yeah, there's always a sicko, Gareth. There's always a sicko.
Yeah, his name is Sia. Michelle says, wait, wasn't Princess Caroline's first husband that died in a motorboating accident called, wasn't he Khashoggi? No. Jeez,
how big was that woman's boobs?
He was Khashoggi.
Ah.
What?
I saw the motorboat reference. Okay. Because Ben is 12 sometimes.
Ben, you are a 12-year-old. Ankia says, please don't let Ass leave again. She's hilarious. All right, well, you're holding a gun to my head.
Ankia, we have actually tied her to the dish this time round. Yeah, there was a little jingle in the first hour you might pick up. That was us just getting into the locker room.
I'm really hoping one day we'll hear her hockey song again.
Oh, yes. I can do it now.
Well, Ankia, it's your lucky day. Hang on. Let's all get ready. Everybody make sure you're sitting comfortably here. Especially if you're on a Monday.
I hit the ball at the key because it's hockey the key. I hit the ball at the key because it's hockey the key.
Yay!
Ankia, we're all about... You see, Ankia, you don't have to be a reach for a dream child to get your dream come true. Here on this show, you can just ask.
Oh, gosh.
And Charlie says, on the US ambassador, she's from East London.
Okay.
No, she's not. Is that possible?
She was born in South Africa.
It didn't say that.
She's from East London? Poor woman. Now we should be grateful for her going up in the world.
It's quite possible.
Okay.
No, but come on, guys. This woman also, I mean, she went to the moon. She beat Lance Armstrong in the Tour de France last year. Right. I mean, this woman's stories, you can't.
Yeah. According to the
East London,
she was born in East London.
She also beat Tesla in an arm wrestling contest in 1687.
All right. Sean says, hey, Gareth, when you went on Jimmy Kimmel's show, was he crying again? No, not this time. But usually he does. Gareth, I'm glad you're back, but you make me so jealous. I love the Five Guys burgers, Michelle. Mm. Okay, and then Venny says, speaking of crutches, I have to start using crutches after surviving an accident last week, Saturday. I broke my femur and pelvis.
Oh,
happy
gosh.
I survived. Good Lord, Venny, that's horrible.
Jesus. Throw some prayers.
If you want to know why we were talking about crutches, you can listen to the first hour podcast and you'll get the down low on that one. Couple of other people here. Karen says she's enjoying having a live access to the show this morning. It's her favorite thing about starting her day. Isn't that nice?
Mm.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay. All right. What else do we want to know?
You know, Simon's Town is obviously known for its penguin population.
And for very, very conservative old people.
Yes.
And Instagram pictures.
Yes.
Those are the three things. And Old Faithful, that dog.
Well, it's happening right in front of us and we haven't even noticed it yet, but we will notice it soon. South Africa now, with Simon's Town being the biggest part of this, you know, with Boulder's Beach. It's home to one of 28 African penguin habitats, but in South Africa, there are now just over 16,000 breeding pairs of this endangered bird, compared with nearly 20,000 pairs in 2015. So in 3 years, it's gone down by 4,000.
We've lost penguins?
Yeah.
You knew!
Yeah, we should have known. You know, they do have to swim far distances to find their food, whereas in the past this wasn't the case. This is obviously from commercial trawling and overexploitation of food sources of the African penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, rising seas as a result of global warming has led to habitat destruction and a shortage of breeding spaces for these penguins. So at Boulder's Beach, they're actually using these artificial nest boxes to increase their chances of breeding success.
Who knew the penguins were having a tough time in Simon's Town?
Yeah, you go there and you think, wow, there's so many, and you don't think of it. But 4,000 in 3 years have gone. Wow, it's quite scary. And I mean, it's obviously a huge tourist attraction. It attracts nearly a million visitors from around the world every year.
Okay. Can I just go back to something that you said in passing, Ben? You said Old Faithful, the dog. What is that all about?
No, I mean, Just Nuisance.
Just Nuisance, yes.
It was that dog who was like part of the Navy, used to ride in the train and...
He'd go on the submarine as well.
He's this shag Maltese poodles, and you know, he was all over the place.
He was a ridgeback.
Old Faithful. So yeah, of course, Simon's Town is a famous naval base as well. We kind of left that out in our alluring description.
Well, I mean, is it really anymore? What's our Navy looking like? Let me guess. Those submarines don't go underwater.
Yeah, they mostly float. Yeah, they're broken.
The guys are still hard into their training though. The training's taken very seriously.
Really?
You can witness that in Gordon's Bay specifically, where they bring the new recruits in every year over between Christmas and New Year.
All right.
I'd like to go there for like a day or
Not
something.
When you... Yeah, to watch.
In the Navy.
No, the song I had in my head was...
In if the I Navy.
Could, if I could turn back time. First time I watched that music video.
They do these like 24-hour circuits of running, carrying tires. When you hoist yourself over ropes, over water, that sort of thing. Oh, not upwards, but horizontally.
Right. Yeah, you like
what that's called.
You pull yourself along the ropes, like you said.
Yeah.
It's like abseiling horizontally.
Yeah. Okay. All of that sort of thing.
You watched them doing this?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's like
many
an attraction
times.
In the town.
Were you wearing clothing at the time?
No, it wasn't, Gareth.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, God, how revolting. I still think that the song C I was thinking of was in the Navy.
Mm. No, Shez, if I could turn back time music video.
No, you only said it because I nailed it.
She performed it on a Navy ship. That I think about it, it's not that I wanted to be in Navy, I wanted to be sure. Never mind.
Yeah, see, I wanted to be sure. You didn't. Wasn't interested in being in the Navy.
No.
Please.
Screw that.
Unbelievable. You are something else. You know that.
Wait,
really.
You guys don't remember the music video.
Do you remember In the Navy, the music video?
No. Guys, you're making these pre-90s.
It's from the same guys who brought you YMCA, Sia.
Oh, the Village People.
That's right.
Yeah, look at them staying to attention. Where can you find pleasure? Search the world for treasure.
Learn science, technology. Yeah, Yeah, this is what Ben was talking about, Sia. These guys really, I mean, they were just, it was really all about just bumming, really. Oh, wow.
So much homosexual sex.
Sail the seven seas.
But I wish they'd just been honest about it.
Like they were, Gareth. They all had moustaches.
The YMCA and the Navy. I mean, like, they're being very
They couldn't be honest about it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I'm pretty sure in the...
Freddie Mercury was.
YMCA had a song, and they were constantly saying, young man.
Come on now. The village people were singing about semen. Cement.
Guys, they all had moustaches and were in good shape. They were obviously into, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, so was Magnum PI.
Do you want to just slap it on your forehead?
Oh,
I think they were more than subliminal.
In the Navy.
Africa. Oh, we got to update that story from last week, Leanne. Africa's youngest billionaire has been found. He's fine.
Who? What happened?
It was the kidnapping of Africa's youngest billionaire.
Really?
Tanzanian billionaire Mohamed Dewji.
What happened to him?
Dewji.
He was just missing.
Well, you got
kidnapped.
And
they found him.
But Gareth, he was probably kidnapped by Watts. This is the...
Yeah, that was the whole statement.
So he was...
The description.
Dar es Salaam Regional Police Chief.
I was at the Whites meeting last week. We didn't talk about
kidnapping anyone.
I missed this memo.
The Regional Police Chief says the young billionaire was dumped at a field near the exclusive Gymkhana Sports Club. And they found him there. He was okay. The suspects are... South African, because they were communicating in one of the vernacular from their country, the police said. And two of the suspects
were
white
walked.
Men, and therefore it must be Afrikaans.
Ah.
So now I'm thinking, obviously it's like Blood Diamond, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you guys are terrible at those accents.
Like one of those kind of guys. Oh. You get those mercenary people who hung around. And,
that's right.
And so obviously
they
kind of
did
people.
It.
Gee whiz. Okay.
It was that guy from The Mummy. What's his name?
Arnold Fussler.
It was Arnold Fussler and some of his mates. They could.
All right. Well, at least we know who it was. Let's hope they capture them. I don't like people kidnapping other people.
But it's also kind of cool that when you get kidnapped and when you get left, when they finally find you, you're next to the exclusive Gymkhana Club. So you can go straight back to Gin and Tonic.
Yes, of course.
Well, you need a drink after being kidnapped,
yeah, but I mean,
to say the least.
There's any place they could have dumped him. But it's next to the Gymkhana Club. Sweet.
I want to point something out. A lot of people going to work this morning, you might feel, I'm not a billionaire and life is terrible. But if you were, your children could be kidnapped. Here's the good news. Being middle class or working class, no one cares about your children. No one's going to steal your children. Isn't that a nice thing to think about today?
Yeah.
If you need a silver lining, I'm here to provide it for you.
It's a stretch, but
said
okay.
By Gareth this morning. You and your no one wants your children. They don't want to steal them. They don't want to ask for a ransom.
Nobody's, they don't want you.
No one wants you. Just relax. You've got your poverty. That's all you need.
Just blend in.
Right. Blend in. Nobody cares about your kids. They're not going to kidnap your child.
43 years old, and originally his family were offering a reward of $500,000.
That's all they offered?
That's 7.2 million rands.
That's all they offered?
For a billionaire, do you think that's too little?
If he's a billionaire, yes. That's tiny. That's
it's all relative.
I don't think they wanted him back.
Oh? How much do you think they should have offered?
A billion?
Absolutely not. No. What are we meant to live off of when he doesn't come back? Half a million, we say we loved him, our daddy's gone, rest in peace, but let's cry and dry our tears on a yacht in Monaco. I mean...
Nice, I hope you don't have children.
We gotta move on with these
things. I hope you don't become a billionaire and have children. Your kid goes missing and you offer a paltry, measly, pathetic $500,000? Outrageous for people who have billions. If you love your family, you'll offer more. That's all I'm saying. At least 100 million.
That's a lot of money.
Not to a billionaire.
Wait, am I thinking about... is a lot of money. $100 million?
You've got 100 rand. Mm-hmm. Let's say you've just got 100 rand. They take your sister away.
Which one?
He's trying to bid them up now. He's trying to bargain already.
All right, the one you like the most.
Which one?
Yeah.
Would you give the whole 100 bucks? Yes, you would.
No.
Yeah. 50?
20.
See, that's still more than they offered for their kid.
Yo, that's also a lot. Wait, that's my net worth.
20 Rand.
Guys, let's bump it down.
Sia, you're terrible.
I'm not even joking here. 2.5. Well, out of 100.
See, here's another reason why no one in Sia's family is going to be kidnapped.
And yeah, exactly.
Because he's not going to offer a ransom.
Sure.
Like, yeah, bring her back if you want to. Take her away if you want to. We'll see.
You know, you masquerade as a nice person, but you're really not. You're actually a very selfish, very mean young man, Sia.
Gareth, he's worth 1.5 billion US dollars.
Right. So
and
give
you
away
want
the,
him to give away, give away a the billion.
Point, give away the 0.5. That's 500 million. No, they want to go with 500,000. Just let me do this quickly. My maths is terrible, so I'm going to get out the calculator here, all right? Mm. You know how I am. I'm no good with these things. So I'm going to pull out my old calculator. Just hold on. Here
crunch
it is.
Crunch those numbers.
Okay. I'm going to switch it on. Let me just do the calculations here. All right, so 500,000 divided by 1,500,000,000.
What?
Yes, that's how much it is. Hang on. Busy day. That is 0.03% of their money. 0.03. You couldn't even offer 1%?
If you look at it that way.
You don't love the kid.
Who are they going to have an awkward family reunion now he raises that point?
How do you think
point?
He's going to feel going for Christmas at the family house now?
That they didn't
thanks,
love him
guys.
Enough?
Yeah, thanks
I
so
think
much.
They loved him enough.
Mm. What, 0.03%.
Gareth, rich people become rich by bargaining. They clearly wanted a deal here.
Then you start off low.
Gotta be on it the whole time, people. That's how you stay rich. If you just frivolously throw away the money, you know where it's come from.
We were still captive.
The son was probably haggling his thing down as well on the other side. That's why they gave him up, because the deal was just endless. It's like, okay, done with you people. Gosh,
they'd had enough.
Yeah, right. And he's a great person. He in 2016 he pledged to donate at least half of his fortune to philanthropic causes. So now half of the net worth has gone to charity. Then now I must divide my half for kidnappers. Priorities.
He's a great person. You see how this is very upsetting. Anyway, all right.
Great person.
Yeah, great person for 0.03% of your total net worth. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Well, there was a missing Chilean tourist in South Africa. There was no ransom or anything like that. He wasn't kidnapped. He was just missing.
Jesus, they found his body, right?
Yeah, he's been found in a KZN morgue.
Oh, my God.
Chilean national Yaxic Besoin.
Ah, Khashoggi.
He was he was last seen between Dundee and Underberg in KZN on the 24th of September. And it's obviously all come to a tragic end. His father discovered his body in a morgue in Ladysmith in KZN. So apparently the man died.
Was he just like the baggage carousel, which I was at yesterday?
Yeah,
but no
just
one
waiting
claimed
and
the bag.
Waiting.
He
no
was just
one,
lying in the fridge?
He died 3 weeks ago.
Having, oh, my God.
So the death date has been placed on September the 28th. He showed signs of having been assaulted, had sharp wounds in the solar plexus.
Oh, no.
Credit cards, belongings shown to found that he had been camping. His backpack, cell phone, and wallet were stolen.
Don't go camping. Telling you, it's a terrible idea.
There was a passerby who, felt the smell of a decomposing body.
Felt the smell.
Yeah.
Wow. That's got to be some smell. If you feel it. Oh, that's horrible. Mm. I feel terrible for these people. Oh, this family must be in such a state.
He was here with his girlfriend. Oh. She returned on September the 10th, but he decided to stay on and continue
backpacking. And she didn't know what happened to him?
No. He'll be cremated today in Johannesburg.
Oh. Now they schlep him from Ladysmith to here?
Yeah. Horrible, man.
That's a nasty story.
And he looked like such a happy chappy.
Let me see.
Yeah. But the picture...
He's wearing a bandana and he's got those, you know, those bouncy, like, things that people wear?
On their
feet. What are they called?
I don't get the bouncy things.
They're like stilts, but they've got springs in them.
Mm.
Is this a new trend?
People run with them. It's almost like an extra long Oscar Pistorius.
Yes.
I didn't mean to traumatize those people who are still stuck in the Oscar Pistorius trial, because there are a few of them still around.
Speaking of him, thoughts and prayers go out to Oscar Pistorius.
Why?
He lost his grandfather over the weekend. Well, 2 days ago. His grandfather was 101 years old, and supposedly Oscar in prison is not taking this well.
Well, at least the grandfather got to see him achieve things.
Like?
Achieve things like, and then unachieve things.
I knew that was coming. I knew that one was coming.
Gee, well, the dude made it, huh?
I wonder.
101.
He'll probably try to apply to go to the funeral. Let's see, though.
Mr. Schmangles has just chimed in. He's a listener of ours. He sends us messages from time to time. They're always tasteless. And Mr. Schmangles says, Harvey Weinstein is a filthy MF. Send him to Saudi Arabia so they can dismember him.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not our Minister of Justice, but thanks.
Well, decisive.
Mr. Schmangles, not messing around, huh? All right. That's all we got time for. We're going to wrap it up with the un-news for this morning, and we will catch you tomorrow. You know how it goes.
Look at that. Eh? Time has just flown right by.
Look at that.
Flown right by, sir. It was 7:45, like 5 minutes ago.
And look at it. In the blink of an eye, everybody. All right, we've got to get cracking. So much to do.
The wonder of time. Just
a busy day. What are you two talking about?
Well, I was fluffing because I just sent you the news. I was just wondering if it got to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Don't worry. I got it.
But how about that time, Sia? It's just flown right by.
No, don't bring me into this.
This is what happens. Ben and Sia have run out of things to say to each other.
No,
it's only
Monday.
No,
it's just that it's just so
and
new
now
again.
For the news.
Right, don't bring me into this.
The Saudis still have no idea where Jamal Khashoggi's body is. They've looked all over the Turkish embassy. So far, they've found 4 child brides, 3 heads of non-believers, 7 Cartier watches, and a cheetah, but no Jamal Khashoggi.
Leave it.
Medium-term budget speech is fast approaching, with South Africans bracing for another VAT increase. Economists warn there may be a tax revolt from the population if this happens, but the head of SARS thinks this has already happened thanks to their IT department, so bring on the VAT increase. Brooks Koepka is the new world number one in golf. He has received many messages of congratulations from golfing legends around the world, including Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Mr. Gary Player. America's new ambassador to South Africa, Lana Marks, also sent her best wishes. She, of course, was also the world number one golfer back in 1991 after taking up the game while on holiday in Europe. We will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Have a very, very good day in the company of CliffCentral.com. Da-da!
CliffCentral.com.